So, Jed, you're going to have to carry this show. I was unplugged for the entire week last week and recovering the first part of this week. So, yeah, you could make
Wait,
stuff
unplugged?
Up.
Unplugged? Does that mean that does that mean this is going to be an acoustic guitar version of the show?
Yes. Yes. It is. On MTV.
This is going to be the worst show that anyone has ever heard in their lives.
We're going to start singing soon.
Okay, this is going to be the best show.
So I'm going to jump right. I didn't even get a chance to research, you know, episode 63. So I don't know a 63 off the top of my head. So this is Fall Territory. I'm John Sumple. He's Jed Rigney.
I am Jed Rigney.
And this is the blank, fill in the blank episode. So, yeah, my apologies to our listeners.
There's some great player with the number 63 out there who's like, oh, it was my turn.
Yeah, so for all you fans out there that only listen to the show to listen who the player that we announce, my apologies. And I'm sure that's not very few. That's very few people, if any.
Also, get a life.
Yeah, have some fun. Get outside.
Like, there's more to life than just knowing baseball player numbers, okay?
Yeah, you know, yeah, it's a thing. You know, some people, it's a thing. It's a numbers thing.
John, were you able to enjoy any delicious Snapple?
I was supposed to pour myself. Unfortunately, it's not Snapple, but it's an Arizona, and I didn't get to it. But I won't mention that word ever again
Delete that. It was a Snapple, man.
It was so good.
It was a Snapple in sheep's clothing.
No, I guess I can actually say that one of the highlights of my week off the grid, when I got back, you know, plugged in, you sent me a photo of Snapple at the like perfect time. I was like, I could use that right now.
And I'm going to tell you, John, I was using it right then, and it was delicious.
Snapple, we're glad to have you back into the fold, or glad to be on again so that we can talk about you.
Yes. Our official non-sponsor, Snapple. Delicious. Moist and delicious. Moist, I think that's our official tagline for them, right?
Moist delicious. Yeah. Good times with the Snapples.
Yeah, let's jump into these headlines.
Yeah, headlines.
I promise.
Tons of headlines.
Most of this will be true.
And I did see a little bit, had no clue about the weather scenario. Only weather scenario that I was aware of was that where I was in Arkansas, and it was 80 degrees last Thursday. And when I left Arkansas to drive back to Denver, it was 25.
A little theme
we
music?
We had a little snow, ding, 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 a little ding, hail. Ding, ding, ding. It was just, you know, crazy. So
a little dueling banjos.
Yes, a little bit. And the hills of Arkansas. Oh, I got to tell you.
A little
you,
squeal
though,
like a pig.
The road trip, it's a 12-hour drive from between Denver and where we were in Arkansas. And I saw some interesting breeds of folk in the backwaters of middle America.
Yes.
Kind of scared me. There was a couple of zombie encounters, I think. I'm pretty sure
Fantastic.
They were zombies. A couple of people that I wasn't quite sure how they gender identified.
Okay. Interesting.
And that was more from...
Or species identified.
Yeah, that's probably... That's where I was going next with that, is I wasn't quite sure if it was a human or something else. So, yeah, it was quite interesting for sure.
But it was Homo sapiens, right? Like,
yes.
Okay, so, yeah. It comes in all shapes and sizes.
Back to the weather. I got a hint that there may be some issues when I saw that they got 25 inches of snow in Bozeman, Montana. So I'm like, oh, if that's moving across the country, I am assuming it's going to wreak havoc with some baseball, and I'm assuming that it did.
Well, first off, hats off to the Minnesota Twins and the brilliant minds behind not putting a roof over the stadium that's in Minnesota. But we wanted to have beautiful views. Okay. They had a whole series snowed out last week.
Entire series.
The Twins did not play last weekend because of snow. And look, the climate's going to change, right? Haters going to hate. Climate going to change.
Right.
That doesn't really work together. But anyway, I think you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Okay, last spring was pretty cold, too. I remember there was snow in New York in early April, but it didn't affect any games. Or, no, it affected one game. But anyway, that's just whatever. Look, sometimes it's going to be cold in April. Sometimes it's going to be warm in April. Whatever, right? The climate changes. It's never the same. That's what's beautiful about it. It's like women. You never know what's going to happen from day to day.
Oof.
Look, I'm not single. I don't care.
You can
say
that.
My wife's not going to hear this. My wife's not going to hear this. And no one my wife knows is going to hear this.
Hate mail.
Anyway, the point is, what was the point? Oh, the most cancellations, I guess they don't cancel games, they postpone them technically, right? Most postponements in like 50 years in Major League Baseball, 40 years in Major League Baseball.
Wow.
Like just so many games snowed out, rained out. And like, I feel like, yeah, we should let some of the games start in non-sunny areas or places without domes, but it should be a small percentage, I think.
Yeah, I agree. It's like, it always baffled me as to why there wasn't a desire, especially since you have players, you know, getting ready for the season in balmy Arizona and in humid Florida, and then you throw them into, you know, 30-degree weather.
Yeah. That, and the home run numbers have been down, too. So, like, oh, is the ball changed? But, like, maybe the ball has changed again. Or maybe it's just cold as heck.
Yeah. Anybody who's ever hit with a wooden bat before knows the pain of hitting a ball in cold weather. Your hands
the
just
sting.
Basically sting and go numb.
Yeah, gloves don't matter.
Don't matter. Not fun.
Yeah, the Toronto game, which has a dome, got postponed a day because there was ice falling from the nearby, the RCN tower?
Oh, the tower over, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Ice was falling. So a dome, John. Even a dome couldn't stop this. It's almost like Day After Tomorrow. You ever see that movie?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not a great movie, but it's bad, but it's in that sort of way where it's like, it could be worse.
But when it came out, it was a big deal because of the CGI. It was kind of taking CGI to another level, so it was kind of cool from that point of view.
Yeah.
And Dennis Quaid, that's all you got to say.
Well, I think I could say more than Dennis Quaid.
He's great in a Dennis Quaidian kind of way.
He is. I'm a big fan going way back. Big fan of the Quaidster. I'm a big fan of both Quaids. Randy's gone a little off the deep end with his, didn't he move to Canada or something? And he's got some trouble with the law here. And then
didn't
also
he crash a U.S. Navy plane into a battleship cruiser? That's the last time I heard of him.
I think you're thinking of Independence Day.
Yes. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. You're thinking of Independence Day. No, since then, there's like these weird, webcam videos he's done. I don't say it's worth checking out. But if you're a fan, you definitely don't want to check it out. But Randy Quaid, solid work. The Vacation series, right?
Yeah. Awesome.
Fantastic. Cousin Eddie, right?
Yeah, he's great. Hamburger Helper.
So good. Yeah.
Who needs help?
I don't know. Tastes good. I don't know why they call it Hamburger Helper. It tastes just fine by itself.
That was probably my favorite line in that whole movie. I was dying the first time I saw it. It was great. He was perfect. Perfectly cast in that role.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
So where are we? What were we doing?
Oh, yeah. Then the other snow story that we have here, we've got them all tied together, is that the Royals' Blaine Buehler. So have you ever driven in like icy snow or whatever where like it freezes up on the window?
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, so they got a chunk of ice busted through the windshield or something like that and injured the bus driver. And Blaine Buehler's jumped to the freaking rescue. Jeez. Relief pitcher. Called in for relief driving.
So he drove the bus.
Well, he sort of helped the bus driver
get back on track.
So, yeah.
Was it?
So it was
they
more
were
like
on
a middle relief
it
appearance. It wasn't like a closer.
So they were on
the
road?
Yeah, they were on the road. They were driving, yeah.
Wow. So he jumped to the rescue of the bus and kind of took over, kind of like in a speed kind of way? In a Keanu Reeves kind of
Very
way?
Very Keanu Reeves speed.
Nice.
Yes.
Big
I
save.
Do think they let the bus get below 55 miles an hour, though.
That would have been more fun if they had to keep it going.
Would it have been more fun if
riding
the entire
around
Royals
Rogers
team died? I'm not sure
no,
about
just
that.
Driving around the Rogers Center or whatever it's called until ice fell down from the tower. And
I see. So it becomes sort of like a ride, like they have the Harry Potter thing at Universal Studios.
Theme for a movie.
Okay, so they're going to do a speed ride at the Rogers Center. Okay, I'm into that. I approve that as commissioner. Hey, it's better than some of the other ideas coming out of the commissioner's office.
The day baseball stood still from the weather. So, you know, hand in hand with that, I'm sure attendance has been down as a result of the weather.
Right. It has been down because people don't want to go out and get freaking pneumonia.
Yeah, I can imagine season ticket holders have a tough time getting rid of their tickets early in the season because those are the games they really don't want to go to is when it's 30 degrees. It's kind of like, Anybody want my tickets? No, I'm good. So
you know what? I'm gonna do a diversion here, and this is the first time I've ever said I was gonna do a diversion or digression. Digression is probably the
You do that quite a bit though.
I know, but normally I don't warn people.
Right.
Digression.
Digression.
More like ooh it, ooh it, ooh it, ooh it. Okay, cool. Season ticket holders who don't post their tickets online for sale if they're not going to games in 2018 can go die in a big fire.
Okay.
Well, I have been to too many games where I see empty season ticket holders' seats. Put them up. Let other people get them. What are you hanging on to them for?
It's better to get it even if you do it for half price. Get something back.
Like, what's the worst case scenario? Some guy gets your ticket and then, like, drops a deuce on your seat.
Right.
They're going to clean it up.
Right. That's the worst that could happen.
That's the worst. Then you show up the next day and it still lingers. The still smell lingers a little bit. Because, you know, sometimes when you have a really bad pants pooping episode, it's like, it still lingers.
Right. And if they don't do a good job of hosing it down, there could be a little chunk here or there that...
Right.
You're like, what's that? What's that stench?
So that's your worst case scenario. But also, like, you're depriving people of, like, really great seats that, like, to support the home team.
Yeah, that's the worst,
though. Probably it's visiting.
Well, I know, remember when the Yankees kind of opened the new stadium and they weren't playing too well. In every game that they were on TV, the entire section behind home plate had, like, two people in it.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell's going on? Well, the seats were ridiculously high.
They were, like, $400, $500, right? Thousands of dollars.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Let fans go to games.
Yeah. Let them play, to quote the Bad News Bears 2.
Well, this is something I'm sure you're very happy about. The Red Sox off to their best start in 30 years. That's crazy.
No, John. It's the best start in Major League Baseball.
Is it?
Yes.
Really?
It's the best start for any team in 30 years.
Wow. What are they, 14-2, something like that?
15-2, man.
15-2. Wow, that's good.
Maybe even 16-2 by now. Maybe 20-2.
Yeah. Maybe they're going to go on a Cleveland Indians run, and they'll wind up, you know. What were the Tigers back in 85? They were 35-5, I think, right?
Yeah, that was.
To start out the season.
Yeah.
And they could have gone .500 the rest of the way and still clinched their division.
Right.
It's just like, that's a big head start on everybody.
This is a great team. And everyone talked about what the perfect addition to it would be, J.D. Martinez. And he has been exactly a perfect addition to this team. Hanley Ramirez is hitting like his contract depends on it, which it does. And he always has performed well in contract years. So maybe they're going to wind up paying him the $22 million next year. But if he keeps hitting like this, he's worth it.
So all of a sudden the home runs are there. Martinez only hit a few though, right? Only like three, something like that. So
I
who
think
else is
four,
picking?
But also he's slugging. And Mookie Betts is out of his mind in the leadoff position.
Three home runs?
A couple nights ago, yeah. Yeah, he hit another one last night. And then maybe another one today or tomorrow.
Maybe Jackie Bradley will, you know, start doing something because, you know, he's
Jackie Bradley's even coming around.
Yeah, it would be nice to see him resurrect his career. Not that it's like completely off the charts, but he ain't the same guy he was 2 years ago.
Yeah, that super hot.
Yeah.
Big production, great defense. He's still great defense, but.
Yeah, well, he's now batting, but bottom of the order, ninth.
Right.
Yeah.
But that can still mean a lot of runs if he can get going on base. And his numbers are going up. This is all, by the way, with Xander Bogaerts out of the lineup for the last whatever because of the broken bone in his foot. Mm-hmm. And remember, they started the season with that crazy loss.
Right.
Where they were down 6-4.
Yeah.
And then got outscored 6-0, lost 6-4. Then 10 days later, they were down 4 to the Rays. And they won 6-4.
Everything
changed.
I'm
telling you, this team is awesome. David Price is pitching well.
That's a bigger
Eduardo
key than
Rodriguez
anything.
Is pitching well.
Price
Pomerantz
pitching well.
Hasn't come back. Porcello's got a new pitch. Are you kidding me? Porcello's a good pitcher again?
Yeah, he may even win the Cy Young Award again.
Okay.
Again,
I mean, I guess. Actually, you know what, though? His numbers are good.
Yeah.
And if enough other of the great pitchers get injured or fall off or whatever, he could win it. He's pitching that well. He's got a new changeup or something, right? Or
you know,
slider.
What would be cool though for baseball and fans of baseball is if we had like a replay of the 1976 season when the Red Sox had an 11-game lead with a month to go and the Yankees caught them, had the 1-game playoff, and then Bucky Dent hit the home run.
Didn't we have that a few years ago already? Remember that was the year where it was like the Braves and the Red Sox were like way out ahead of everyone. It was like, oh, this is boring. I think I wrote an article about it. And mm-hmm. I was like, this is dumb. I hate when games are divisions are decided this far in advance. And then they both collapsed. It was like the worst September in the history of the Red Sox.
But the best, yeah, you're right. That did happen. Yeah. And the Mets did it too. Had a
2012,
total
I think it was.
Yeah, the Mets had a total collapse. I think it was Willie Randolph's last season as manager because two seasons in a row, they were pretty much a lock
yeah.
on September 1 and
I
didn't make
that.
It.
That's right. Yeah, two I remember years that. In a row.
But the best end of the season was the Rockies when they reeled off 15 in a row to end the season to make the playoffs and then went all the way to the World Series and then got swept by who?
That would be the Red Sox.
That would be the Red Sox. Yeah. I'm sure you remember that.
I have it on video, John.
I'm sure you do.
I do. I have it on iTunes video.
I'm sure you do. So, best start in MLB history.
In 30 years. In the last 30 years.
Yeah. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah. And just clobbered the Angels.
Who were all, you know, the media was on a, like, oh, the Angels are back. Mike Trout finally has the help he needs.
Yeah.
Wah, wah.
Clobbered the Angels. It's great. And whatever. No one wants to hear me gloat or whatever. And I'm not gloating. It's just awesome. But
yeah,
I also
I
know that,
gloating.
Like,
I don't hear
you
gloating.
Know, they're going to go, like, you know, whatever. They're going to have a 20-game stretch where they lose 12 out of 20, whatever. And, like, it's just baseball. It's like the teams, like the Dodgers or whatever, 8-9 or they're off to a crappy start. And Kenley Jansen looks like he is a human and not a superhero. All right. Well, they'll still win the division. It's just too deep. The Dodgers are just too deep. And too good for everyone to stink all year. And that's what I love about baseball is you have players who are just like, oh, this guy's not hitting that well. This guy's not had any home runs yet. But they're going to hit the home runs. They always do, John. It's baseball.
It's baseball. Everything comes in waves. You know, even with Giancarlo Stanton. He's on pace to strike out 300 times, I think.
Yes,
but
that is a lot of strikeouts, 300
he
strikeouts.
He was in the same place, though, roughly the same place a year ago. And he
not
just
with all the strikeouts, though, and not as bad as he is right now. Like, he was, like, hitting 220 or something like that.
I don't even know what
he's... Look, I know he took off. I know, and he will still take off. But this has been a grim start. You know he's just pressing too hard, right? Plus, it's cold as hell.
And it's New York.
Like, he's used to playing in Miami.
Right. He's with no fans booing
with
him
no
ever.
With no fans, right? Grounds into a double play, boo. He strikes out five times, boo. In Miami, it's just like the only boo you hear is people saying, boo, please, I need more because I can't stand watching this team.
Well, as you say quite often, he's going to cry all the way on his home and fall asleep on his money pillow.
That's right.
So he's fine. He'll make it.
Yes,
okay.
The $30 million is a nice cushion.
The other, I guess, on the flip side of that is Bartolo.
Yes, not
Colon.
Off to a great start.
Bartolo Colon, though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, close to a perfect game last week.
Oh yeah, that was exciting.
For a guy who you never knew if he was coming back, and you know that rich platelet injection thing, whatever that is, that's like a miracle for him.
Right. Remember, I think I wrote something about him when he was with the Yankees, like zombie Bartolo Colon.
Yeah, he is. He
Where
sold
did this
his soul
come
to
from?
The devil, I believe.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's still got it. Still, you know, he's soft tossing. He's hitting the corners.
88 miles an hour.
He's
80% fastball. Just that fastball.
And that must be frustrating for hitters to think, like, this guy's basically throwing the same pitch every time, just locating
it. I know exactly what he's going to throw. Yeah. I know exactly where he's going to throw it.
Why
can't I just hit it? I just want to hit that ball.
No, that's a great story when somebody that is the physical specimen that he is to still have it at 40. I think he's turning 45 soon if he hasn't already.
Yeah.
Great story.
And can we speculate at this point? Is he a magician?
Could be.
Is he a warlock maybe? A sorcerer of some sort?
Yeah, could be, very well be. Cologne the Magnificent?
Like, he had a perfect game going into the eighth inning.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like, oh, after five innings, it's a perfect game. Like, oh, if it ended now, it'd be a perfect game. It was into the eighth inning.
Pretty impressive.
Wow. And who better, right?
Yeah, no, he is.
Who better than the friggin' Bartolo Colon? I love it.
So, you know, he hits a home run a couple years ago that no one ever saw that coming. And then if he had completed the perfect game, that would have been like, this guy is a national treasure. definitely.
Yeah.
Moving on. The Reds had enough of Brian Price. That didn't last very long.
It's odd, right?
Yeah. Because
were they thinking that they were going to be good? Or
I have no idea. There's obviously more to it, but they also ditched the pitching coach, too.
Yeah. I mean, the pitching for the Reds the last few years, John, it's like the only time in history when the pitchers have had a negative wins above replacement.
Their bullpen has been off, except for Iglesias. That's about it.
Yeah. Yeah. But even he's been a little bit off, but like everyone else has been like way off.
I think the bigger thing with the Reds is they don't seem to have a strategy.
Yeah. Right. And then like, hey, we're going to bat Billy Hamilton, who's a great defender, but no, we're going to bat him leadoff. No, now we're going to bat him eighth.
But they haven't had it for the building the franchise back to prominence. There's no strategy there. It's like, well, we gave Joey Votto a lot of money, and he seems to be okay with it, so we'll just ride that out.
Well, I mean, like 3-4 years ago, this was like one of the best teams in the division, and then it wasn't. And their rebuild, they have some nice players coming. Nick Senzel is one of the top 10 prospects. But even then, he's kind of struggling in AAA, so they can't bring him up. Eugenio Suarez got injured, which I guess is the manager's fault somehow.
Maybe that's why he got canned.
These are like some junky players. I remember when the Reds traded away Chapman for nothing. That is ridiculous that they did that. Like, if you're going to get nothing for him, then keep him until the dust settles on the domestic abuse thing, and then, like, then trade him for something. What did the Yankees get? They got Gleyber Torres.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wouldn't the Reds love to have Gleyber Torres coming up in their system? But no, the Reds wanted to distance themselves. You're Cincinnati.
Right. There's no distancing required. You're already
there's
distanced.
No media there. Right. They don't even have newspapers anymore in Cincinnati.
They just have chili, and it's really good.
It's really good chili.
Yeah, that's about
Sometimes people mistake you for Cleveland. Look, I'm sorry. It happens.
Starts with a C. I get it.
It's in Ohio. Sorry. Go Bearcats.
So this other story, because I was away, I heard about it, didn't see any details. Fill me in on the Yankees Red Sox brawl.
Okay, so this was great because, first of all, the Red Sox are just in the middle of just pummeling everybody. And they pummeled the Yankees in the first game of the series like 14-1. It was really embarrassing for the Yankees. So the next game, Tyler Austin, filling in for Greg Bird's replacement at first base. Tyler Austin does a hard slide into second base with the cleats up. And look, you do a hard slide, that's fine, bro. No one cares. You do cleats up, you can injure someone and ruin their career, take them out of the game for weeks or months.
Well, let me guess. So
comes up, Joe Kelly puts one in his ribs.
Okay. As he should.
Because look, hey, it's not a home run and getting one in the back for having hit a home run. It's you tried to harm someone on our team. This is the revenge. This is the payback, which I don't have a problem with, frankly.
No, neither do I. It's unwritten rules of baseball.
It's the revenge for home runs that I have a problem with. Like, if you're a pitcher and you're throwing at batters because they're hitting home runs off you, maybe throw
pitcher.
One at yourself.
Yeah, be a better pitcher. That's
because you're the one throwing bad pitches.
All right. I'm with you on that one.
Anyway, so then Tyler Austin gets one in the back and then slams his bat down and charges the mound. And it's all a very, pleasant kerfluffle. And but the rivalry is back on and,
I think that was intentional, no?
I don't know what happened with Stanton, but we got to assume he swung and missed at someone.
He probably stayed in the dugout.
Yes.
Saved his energy.
He still
for that
swung and missed.
He was counting his money. What was the net result? Suspensions? Anybody?
Yeah, I think 5 or 6 days each for Austin and Joe Kelly.
Okay. That's good. It's good for baseball.
Yeah, and it was the same day as the Rockies And the Padres had a little dust up.
I did
but
see
it's like Yankees.
I did
Yankees,
see a clip of that.
Red Sox. Everyone, you know.
I did
it's
see a
always
clip.
Take priority.
Nolan Arenado went batshit crazy.
Yes.
I've never seen a player yes. that
it was an
fierce.
MVP caliber it berserker.
It was. That was crazy. The his face. He was just. Yeah. I think he was possessed by the devil for a yeah. second there.
It happens. Yeah. Well, you know, they're at the Mile High. No, that wouldn't make sense because you'd be closer to God. Well, whatever, the other way.
Right. If they were playing.
Maybe he was possessed by Gabriel, the angel of death.
He was going to open a can of whoop ass on whoever the pitcher was. Yes. Then the pitcher throw the glove or.
As Gabriel was wont to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it when the pitchers defend themselves by throwing their gloves at the charging
right.
player. That does a lot. That just never makes sense. Yeah, but every once in a while when there's a good baseball brawl, you get to see, you know, the guys that have no idea on how to throw a punch.
Right.
And they, no offense to the women out there, but when you punch coming down with your fist in the bottom of your hand as your punching method,
yeah,
that's not the most effective way to throw a punch.
And now, don't you think part of spring training should be a little light boxing?
It should be.
Tech, a little, because here's the thing. There's slow motion video. There's high speed cameras. We can capture every last like little bit of embarrassing punching and open fist slapping
right.
that goes on. Like, come on. Let's get him in with
him in there,
Manny Pacquiao.
Throw a punch. Right.
You know, get him in there with Tyson. Let's right. go all the way with this.
Yeah, that he could be a roving instructor.
In oh my God, this is perfect, John. We just say baseball again.
Yeah, that would be good. I'd like to see that. I'd like to see a little bit of fisticuffs in training.
That you know what? That should be the name of our podcast, John and Jed Save Baseball.
That's a good idea. Screw this foul territory stuff. Let's do that. I think we should change it. We'll put it up for a vote.
Okay, we'll put it up for a vote.
All in favor? Crickets.
I'm abstaining.
Okay.
Like my sex life in high school, John.
Intentional, right?
It's by choice, John.
It would be like anyone? 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 Okay.
You know what, John? How do you know? Okay. You don't know.
Oh, I had it stretched the same way. I was dedicated to playing baseball when I was in high school. I made this mental decision that I wasn't going to disrupt that focus by being in a relationship. And I think that was my way of telling myself that's the reason why nobody wanted to go out with me.
Wow.
It's like, okay, that's my rationale is that baseball is my priority. I don't want to screw it up. So a little bit of history on Jed and John's high school days.
Yeah, funny enough, I went the other way. When I started high school, I quit all sports.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, quit all sports.
Yeah, I played football, baseball, basketball, but I decided when I got to high school, I just only wanted to focus on baseball. So that was it. I had, you know, coaches coming up to me to saying, hey, do you want to try out for the football team? Because I was pretty decent arm for a youngster, and I was tall. So I was over 6 feet right. when I was a freshman in high school. And I had a very strong arm, and we used to play intramural football, and I could throw the ball 50, 60 yards, you know, then. And I had players on the team coming up to me saying, hey, is there any chance you want to come out to the team? Because you could throw the ball a lot further than our quarterback can. But that wasn't my cup of tea. Baseball was my game. So
football was mine.
Was it?
But I just found that it just got too because the school – I went to a private school, and they didn't have a football program, so I had to – commute, and I just was like, you know what, I'm tired of this.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I stayed into volleyball. The school had a volleyball team. We were very good, but the big sports, the sports that people care about, like no one cares if you played volleyball, you know what I mean?
Yeah, or swimming or wrestling
or swim. Yeah, like no one cares about this, but like it was like an insurance issue with the private school. They were mm-hmm. like, yeah, we just can't.
Sure.
They tried to set up like an intramural flag football thing, and it was like, yeah, okay,
that's not football.
Thanks.
That's passing the time, right?
And baseball was also too much insurance. Anyway, yeah. Whatever. Maybe just charge more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Or tell the kids not to get hurt. No, no high and tights.
Tell the kids stop reading books. Though that school is where I found my love for writing. So I remember I was once described as very prolific.
Wow.
By one of my teachers. And I was like, whoa.
Wear that on your sleeve,
yes.
Right?
And then I looked up what prolific meant and was like, you know what? Screw you, guy. I'm 15, all right? I just got started.
All right, give me a chance. I'll polish this up.
I did not tell the teacher that I would polish it up, by the way.
In that's the back illegal. Room? As long as the door was locked, right? You're good. But not in school job. Property.
Gross.
Aaron Judge. Fastest to 60 home runs.
Fastest to 60.
Beat Mark McGwire, right?
Mark McGwire. But you can imagine if Mark McGwire had been on steroids.
Oh, gosh. Yeah,
he would have broke his own record.
He could have come back and broke his record. But didn't McGwire have something recently, too, where he just said, I would have been just as good without steroids?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. Same with Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
And same with Brady Anderson and Brett Boone. Yeah, all those guys would have still hit 50 home runs.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, okay. Well, that's good to know.
I mean, Mark McGwire said it, so how could it be wrong?
Yeah. You look at Mark McGwire.
First of all, I thought he didn't want to talk about the past. Isn't that him?
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about the past, Congress. No one wants to talk about their crimes. No criminals want to talk about their crimes. Get in line, Mark.
Yeah, let's talk about how I cheated in baseball. Let me tell you about it. No, but his rookie year, he had 49 home runs, and he was a stick. If you look at his rookie baseball card, you're like, that can't be the same guy. Because he did not look like, you know, now he looks like a human, you know, monster. You know, even today he still looks pretty big. But, you know, back in his rookie year, he hit 49 home runs. So maybe there's a little bit of truth to that, but not, he would not have hit 70 home runs.
He would not have hit 70.
No. Let's see. What else we got here? Oh, the A's, to celebrate their 50th anniversary.
This was a fun little story.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some. I can't wait to hear the punchline on this because I know there is one.
Well, no, it was against the White Sox, right?
So, oh, gosh. That must have been a huge crowd.
I think it was like they had really low sales, and then they were kind of like, it was sort of like a last-minute thing. It wasn't like people knew months in advance. They were just kind of like, oh, yeah, no, all the tickets are free today.
And they had, what, 2,000 or 3,000 people show up?
No, they sold out or they filled up. Yeah.
That's great. So they probably should do that every day.
I mean, there's probably like a line, right? Like there's probably like a point where it's like, hey, look, no one's going to come. But if they come, then the vendors make money.
Right. So there's money to be made. And you get parking. Sure. They probably netted more money doing that than they did by selling, you know, 5,000 tickets.
Right. That's what I'm thinking is. So, but there's probably like a threshold, right?
Where it's like, where it doesn't make sense to do it.
I'd love to see more teams do that. Just get, and plus they got like 5,000 new names into their database, their email database.
That's brilliant.
Smart
strategy.
Smart. Yeah.
I actually was in Oakland. I was an A's fan as a
condolences.
Kid. As a kid. I was in San Francisco on business and I went to an A's game. And it was their 25th season. And I remember I got I think I may even still have it, a baseball cap that has their 25th anniversary logo on it. And I did get to see Dennis Eckersley close out the game, which was kind of cool.
Okay.
There you have it. Flashback.
Yeah.
What else?
Did you get in for free?
No, I had to pay.
What? Did you have to pay?
I paid. Yeah, I paid.
I thought maybe someone else paid.
No. I was just a solo. I used to travel on business quite a bit, and I'd always try
this
to...
This story is getting so sad, John.
I used to travel on business and would try to go to games whenever I was in a city with a hometown. So I did a lot of solo baseball games back in the day.
I see. Is that what they were calling it back then?
Yeah, solo baseballing.
Just stroking that wood back and forth?
All by myself.
Playing with your balls and your bat.
I'm all by myself. Little... Shout out to Green Day. Let's see what else we got here. What's the deal with this? This has happened in the past before, where Latin players change their names. What's the deal with that?
Well, in the past, usually they change their name because it's
they're on the run.
Like, oh, we found out that that wasn't actually your real name
or your age. Right, your age was wrong, right. And you just created a whole new persona to.
Yeah.
So, what's the deal with the Felipe Rivero changing to Felipe Vasquez?
So Felipe Vasquez, previously Rivero, his sister's last name is Vasquez, and in sibling solidarity, he has changed his name to hers. I'm assuming they didn't get married, because I don't know how things are from where he's at.
I think he confused the hashtag Me Too thing.
Yeah, and like, here's the thing that I hate about these name changes is, now I have him on a couple of fantasy baseball teams, and it'll show. And I'm like, who is this guy? I didn't draft Felipe Vázquez. So, but I don't remember that I drafted Felipe Rivero, and then he Felipe Lopez. What a racist I am. Anyway, so that's the real big fallout for this, John, because I'm having trouble tracking a couple of my fantasy baseball teams. Did I mention I have too many this year?
Too many teams?
I have six. Yeah, I have too many
ridiculous.
Teams.
Ridiculous.
Six is too many. I know there are guys out there with 10, 20, whatever. Six is too many. Four I have decided. So I have to decide which two I'm going to cut loose.
Midseason?
No, next season. I'll play all the way through. I'm a professional, John.
Yeah, I know you are. There's money on the line that you'll put forth the best.
I'm not dropping any of the money leagues.
No. You mean you do this for free?
I do some of them for free.
Wow, you're hardcore.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, this is. I don't know anything about this, but this is kind of makes me angry, sick to my stomach. Just the Marlins. What's going on here? They're trying to avoid paying taxes.
They're trying to avoid taxes and get out of this lawsuit that they're in by claiming that they're not, that the Marlins Corporation LLC dot corp dot inc is actually resides within British Virgin Islands.
And this is ludicrous.
But it's Loria, man.
Just crazy. Crazy stuff.
Like, they're going to be digging up dead bodies for this team for the next 10 years.
For a long time. And it's unfortunate because, you know, it just, that's the head, that those headlines are bigger than the team.
Yeah.
Because the team is not that good.
The team is not that good. One could say it's a bad team.
It is a bad team and will be a bad team.
Yeah. It'll have highlights. It's going to be a lot of lowlights.
Yeah, I think opening day was their biggest highlight, or the second day. They beat the Cubs, I think. I don't know if it was opening day or the next day. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, they had Dylan Peters pitched a great game against the Cubs and then gave up like 10 runs in his, I think, next outing or two outings later. So it's like, well, yeah, so that's about what we should expect. More of those 10-run outings than the one or two-run outings.
Yeah.
We'll see. They'll be drafting first next year. That's for sure.
And the next year. Yeah, and the probably next year. The next year.
And that's probably the plan.
Yeah.
So Dodgers, it was announced, is going to... Vin Scully came out of mothballs to make the big announcement, didn't he?
Yes.
For the All-Star game?
Yes. 2020.
Perfect vision.
All-Star game's coming to the Dodgers. I'm assuming the whole sewage problem's going to be cleared up by then.
And it's been a long time since they hosted, isn't it?
What was it, 40 years or
something like that?
It's
a long
time. Right. I did that joke. I did that joke in our email newsletter, which you can sign up for at foulterritory.com, where I said it's 40 years, but it's Los Angeles and it's had a lot of work, so it looks 30.
That's good.
Choice gems such as these can be found on the Box Score, the newsletter of foulterritory.com.
Yeah, I have to say, you know, I'm a little biased though, but that is a really good weekly newsletter.
So what I did was I designed it based off of three of the top recurring newsletters that go out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what do people want? They want, like, they want the story, but they don't want all the story. They just want a bit of the story. So we give them a bit of the story, a little bit of a joke goes along with it. Plus it's got a link to our podcast. It's got a link to some of the articles on the site that might interest people. And then a fun little image at the end, a little laugh to wrap things up.
That's good.
Yeah. High quality, well, high production value, quality work.
Yeah. We know what we're doing.
Yeah. Sort of. Mostly.
We're winging it the best we can.
Yeah. Well, about, you know what? About websites we do.
Yeah. Yeah. The podcast, that's a whole nother thing. Yeah.
We How dare you, sir?
We're doing the best we can out here in cyberspace.
Yeah, speaking of out here, my out here is changing to New York.
Yeah, it's a couple weeks, right?
I'm so excited, yeah.
So everything's wrapped up in Sin City. Well, that's not Sin City, but...
Yeah, my wife's project comes to an end today. Oh, and
celebrating?
She's got a couple other things. Yes, of course, John.
Big parties out in L.A.?
Yes, she's got a couple other projects that she's already started on, been overlapping a bit, and we'll just kind of chill out for the next few weeks and then drive.
So if any of you are living in L.A., and, well, actually, this probably won't be up by tonight, but if you see the spotlights shining in the sky and you gravitate towards them, really good chance Jed will be there.
Yeah, that's true. I'll meet you there, people.
So this is another great story. Anthony Rizzo bitching and moaning about how much they play. Says we're playing too many games, not enough chance to rest. And then he is blaming a hotel bed for his back injury. What's going on here?
Yeah, so he was apparently the hotel they stayed at in Cincinnati was not up to his standards. And the back problems that he had recurred because of the bed at this hotel, which I assume is like a Motel 6.
Probably. Yeah.
Or something like that, I'm sure.
Now, my favorite thing, though, is when, you know, there's, you hear stories of these over the years with particularly Super Bowl. These, you know, fans, you know, finding out where teams are staying and pulling alarms and, you know, doing crazy things. There was, I remember when I was living in South Florida, one of the radio stations, I don't know if it was for the Super Bowl, it may have been when it was down in Miami, was saying that they were trying to order food that would make the other team sick.
Right.
You know, it's just like, okay, that's trying to gain an advantage. So maybe the Reds put a piece of plywood under Rizzo's bed.
Yes.
Trying to help
you
him.
You know who did it? Brian Price, former manager. They found out. They fired him. Exactly. What is this, the Trump administration?
What's going on here? We have enough of that in the real world. Leave our baseball alone. Okay, players' unions release a joint statement about legalizing gambling, and I'm sure the joint statement was like, we're looking forward to it because we're going to make a shit ton of money.
Yeah, here's the deal, right? So this is... Everyone's trying to get a percentage of the take. That's mm-hmm. why the unions, but the unions want a percentage of the percentage, right?
Right.
So they're just basically saying like, oh yeah, we want to make sure that the players, you know, their best interest. In other words, their money.
Right.
It's they want a piece of the money. They're going to block anything that doesn't give them money because, you know, they looked really bad this offseason with all these problem signing players and blah, 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 which is all whatever. Next offseason, everyone will forget it. So they're kind of like, but this is all the unions are saying this. They all collectively are like, no, we are going to be involved in this. This is happening. And it should happen, you know, like, because people are doing it. I'm not saying like, oh, people are doing it, so it should be legal. It's just if you can regulate it somewhat and it's not going to cost too much, right? Because the last thing you want to do is add surcharges on that make people go,
right,
you know, go do it illegally again, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, whatever, like the casinos or the whatevers have to give off like, what, 1% or 0.5%? I think that's what they're trying to get is 0.5% of the action goes to the leagues.
You know what one union that isn't probably itching to get a piece of the action is the umpires union. Be like, yeah, sure, send a little our way. We'll throw a game.
Well, they're already getting enough money with their fixing games.
The fix is in.
That's right.
Yeah, I've had scandals before in basketball, you know, where refs were throwing games.
Right. And yeah. I guarantee you that's happened more often than just the one or two stories that have come out.
Yeah. Pete Rose had a lot to do with it too in baseball.
Yeah.
Pete Rose was the Lance Armstrong of the MLB back in his day. Everything was a cover up and Pete ran it, but everybody was making money, everybody was benefiting. I'm going to make a mockumentary out of that one. This last one, I have no idea, you know, what this is. And if there's relevance, I'm sure you're going to enlighten.
I am, John.
Okay.
Isn't it weird that I know stuff like this?
Yeah. And
where
did you dig this one up?
Well, I just started looking around for stories, and then I came across this really interesting story. So Tencent, which is, it's a little bit like Netflix, but it's a little bit more like, it's kind of like a YouTube Netflixy kind of thing.
I thought it was Fitty's younger brother.
It's 20% of Fitty. It's too much math. So they're going to be streaming Major League games in China.
That's big.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge. It's huge for building fan bases. And you know, we could actually see Chinese baseball players, men, of course, because they're never going to bother with the women. I don't know why I had to do that, but anyway. So this is huge. It expands, you know, because basketball is very popular in China.
Thanks to Yao Ming.
Thanks to Yao Ming. And then also the NBA has been much looser with its, rights, I don't want to say TV viewing rights but like, like Major League Baseball, we had an article on the site. Who wrote that article about was Twitter? Was it Rob or Mike?
Rob.
Rob, about which teams had what their
Twitter followings were.
What their Twitter followings were. And honestly, it was a little depressing.
Yeah, it was on the low end. I was really surprised how low they
pretty
were.
Pretty low.
Yeah.
Pretty low. And a lot of it is that baseball does appeal to older people and Twitter does tend to appeal to younger people. But also, baseball has been very restrictive about what's allowed to go on social media, whereas the NBA knew right away everything.
This is a tool. Yeah.
Everything goes on social media. Everyone can do whatever they want. It helps the sport. It always helps the sport. But MLB was like, well, no, we want people to come to our website. Like, no. That'll sort itself out. But baseball's always been this way, where they were like, well, no, we don't want to put radio on the games because then people won't come to the games. We don't want to put games on TV because people won't listen on the radio. We don't want to put things on the because of da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But it's just like, you just got to go with the flow, man. Just like, let it happen. It's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Let it out there. And it'll expand the game and expand. You expand social media, you expand the game.
So we'll see those numbers double, triple in the next few years if, you know, that outreach penetrates into China.
Exactly.
That's cool. I think that's great for the sport. Getting more exposure. I mean, you have people like Shohei Ohtani and the following that he has. When Ichiro came over, the following he had, that's good for baseball.
Yeah. Exactly.
Expanding the game. Good stuff.
Exactly.
Starting nine time.
It's one of my favorite parts of the show, John.
It is, and I'm really looking forward to this one because I think probably out of all the starting nines you've ever done, this is the one you spent the most time on.
No.
No? Oh, wow. Totally misread that one.
I spent 5 minutes on it this morning before I went out to get a rental car.
Oh, great. So it's going to be really funny then.
Screw you, John. You ready for this?
I'm ready. Avengers Infinity War. 9 players with Avengers names.
Yes. Kevin Kiermaierman.
That's good. Starting off strong. I like it.
Also with the irony, because Kevin Kiermaier is no Iron Man.
No, he's hurt again.
He's hurt once again.
Poor guy.
Here's Charlie Black Mun Widow.
Good. Yeah.
Okay, Black Widow. Brock the Hulk.
Okay. That's good.
A little bit of a stretch there. Cap Tim Beckham America.
Captain? They call Captain? Him Captain.
Oh, Captain, my Captain.
Oh, boy.
All right. Jason Hayward Machine.
Okay, good.
Okay.
This one's funny. Oh, I thought you were laughing.
No, I'm laughing. It's causing me to cough.
That's not good.
Hawkeye Kendrick.
Okay.
All right. Well, I thought it was funny.
That was good. Hawkeye.
Yeah. Hawkeye Kendrick.
I got it. Hawkeye.
Howie.
I got it.
Hawkeye. All right.
Hawkeye.
Jake Mariznick Fury.
Good. That's good. That's solid.
Chris Bryant-Man.
That's good. This is 5 minutes.
Aaron Black Palther.
That's my favorite one. And you took 5 minutes to put those together. I think a little bit more. 6, maybe? 7?
No, maybe 4.
4.
5 would be an overstatement.
Okay. It was really good, though.
Thank you.
So we have a new segment here? Is this what I'm seeing?
Yeah, if we have time, right? We have time for this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. I came up with a new segment. Remember we did the baseball philosophy one?
Absolutely.
Refillable segment, right?
Yes.
Like this is something we could do again and again and again. I came up with a new one called What Do Players' Names Really Mean?
And I'm assuming you've thought about this one.
This one took a little bit more time.
Okay.
But I was taking a shower nude.
Wow, as we usually want to do.
Yes. And I remembered a joke that I did once about Jonathan Papelbon saying that his name meant good toilet paper.
Okay, I've never heard that one.
Because Papel is paper, Bon is good, and John is a toilet.
Right.
So it's Jonathan Papelbon means good toilet paper.
That's good. Clever.
I thought, what if we did more of these? Like, what's a player's name really mean, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for this, John?
I am ready. This is going to be good.
Let's start with Mike Trout. which literally translates to singing fish.
Okay. Mike, okay, got it, Mike.
Okay, right?
Mike Trout singing Mike fish.
Mike Trout singing fish.
Yeah.
Right?
I get it. Now I get it. I'm
okay.
In the mode.
Okay. All right. Charlie Blackman.
I hear you snickering.
Biracial man. Because Charlie.
Yes.
Right?
Either way.
As in Charlie don't surf.
Oh, Charlie. Okay, gotcha.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Black, African-American, Asian, biracial man.
Good. I got it.
Jameson Taillon, drunk eagle.
That's good.
Joe Panic, caffeine addiction.
Joe Panic, good. That's great.
Right?
This is very clever.
Right? Super clever.
I think you should send these to MLB so they can put these nicknames on the back of their jerseys on that crazy color day. Those would be great.
Okay, here we go. Aaron Judge,
mm-hmm.
Courtroom Vent.
Yeah. Aaron.
Air on got it. Judge.
Got it. Good. That's good.
Dylan Bundy, song killer. Or maybe it's killer song.
Oh, that's good.
Ooh, I'm going to change that to killer song. It's because Ted Bundy.
Sure. I got
Bob
it.
Dylan, killer song. All right, hold on. I want to change this one for my personal notes. Okay, good.
So you can send it into MLB.
I don't know. I think we're going to put this up on the site somewhere. Yeah, I think this is a clever thing.
We just keep adding to it.
Yeah. Starling Marte, Silver Shop.
That's the best one. I can see calling a player. Hey, Silver Shop, get over here. That's good.
And the stretchiest of them all, Zach Godley, Saved by the Bells of St. Peter.
Wow. Wow.
So you get Zach from Saved by the Bells, mm-hmm. Saved by the Bell, Godly, Saved by the Bells of St. Peter.
That's pretty, that would be one heck of a nickname.
Well, it's not nicknames. No, what does the name mean?
No, I gotcha. Yeah. Literal translation.
Yeah, translation.
Got it.
Joe Panic, caffeine addiction.
Yep. So we can, maybe what we can do is get people to, flip these over into the lexicon. So somebody's like, man, I got to really cut down on this Joe Panic I got going on.
Right.
Maybe we can get people to start using that as part of vernacular. And
exactly.
Yeah, I like it.
Or like a girl's like, ooh, I started dating this Charlie Blackman. Right. Because no one knows what to say, right? Like, well, he's biracial. Well, what does that mean?
Right.
That could be 100 different things. Actually, that's probably not 100 different things. But still, like, it could be a lot of different things.
Sure.
But if you said Charlie Blackman.
It's like, what's that code for?
Oh, I found another one, John.
Uh-oh.
This is the worst one. Corey Kluber. Dream a Little Dream fan.
Mm-huh.
A fan of the movie Dream a Little Dream, starring the Coreys.
Oh, gosh. You're going. Yeah.
And Corey Kluber.
Okay.
The fan club.
That's
for
deep.
You
had that was probably the most researched one,
isn't it?
Right?
No wonder this one was like as a note. It was like, oh, okay.
Will this fly? Is this good?
This one did not fly, John.
Didn't make the list?
It should. It didn't make the list, and it should not have made the list, and I shouldn't have mentioned it.
Right. But close your ears, everybody.
But I will mention that I spent the most time on that one.
Okay. So I'm going to, everybody's going to look into this little red thing, the little blinky thing. Boop. Okay, you forgot all about that.
Yeah. Basically, this is what happens when someone listens to our podcast anyway.
Right, so. They walk away feeling like they've lost, missing time.
You've lost. It seemed like it was just an hour. It seemed like it was like a day, but it was really just an hour.
Right. Can I get
that? We're basically
back?
Just deleting memories for people. That should be our new motto.
Yeah, whenever you need to get through a tough time, come and listen to us.
Jed and John Save Baseball.
I like it.
Deleting memories for people.
There you go. I like that. Jed and John Save Baseball. I do like that. We might have to go through an official rebranding process. Not that our brand means anything out there other than this podcast is out there. But it is episode 63, folks, so we've been around for a little while. We're getting up there.
Yes, the unnamed player episode 63.
Yes. Yeah, the unnamed player. Is that like the unknown comic or the unknown soldier?
Yes, it's a baseball player who plays with a shopping bag over on his head.
Like, you know, Marlins fans.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, extra innings time.
Let's
look what's going on outside the world of baseball.
Yeah.
I did hear a little bit about this, and this was a weather-related thing, too, because Patriots Day and the Boston Marathon, and it was cold and rainy and blustery and the worst times in forever for the race. So, but we had an American woman win the Boston Marathon.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Trump coming through again, making America great again.
He brought the weather in.
I didn't see any American women winning when Obama was in office.
That's
true. Do the math, people.
Yeah. The tide is changing.
Yeah, good for her, though, right? Like, yeah, it was a little bit of unusual circumstances, so asterisk, I guess, but not really. Like, she won the Boston Marathon.
It was the same for everybody. Although I'm sure that the elite runners who primarily are in Africa don't have to deal with 40-degree, blustery, cold, rainy weather when they're training.
Right, but to turn it around, their training conditions are such that it normally helps them.
Right, absolutely.
Something to think about.
Yeah. So, well, we got one. One for the good team. Yay.
Also, I just think it's good to mention the fact that women exist every now and then on this show. I mean, besides my wife.
Who doesn't listen. We're good. So the other big thing in the sports world, and I'll even throw in, even though you don't have it here, but I know you'll comment on it in some pithy way, the NBA and NHL playoffs are underway.
Yeah. The thing that I like about the NBA playoffs is that I love seeing the Sixers in there.
Yeah, that's great. Good for the game.
It's a little bit, also I love the humor of it, right? Because they fired their GM last year. Where trust the process, right? Trust the process. He's had this big plan to like tank the team and get these players. And they're like, nope, we don't trust the process anymore. And literally the next year they're in the playoffs. Right.
And he's going to go, see, my process worked.
He's like, look, it freaking worked, you jerks.
Thank you. Thank you,
Philadelphia. I needed one more year.
No, it is good. It's, you know, really exciting time of the year to see. Hopefully the Cavaliers lose. I would love to see that happen. That would be awesome.
The great thing about that is that'll pave the way for him going to the Lakers.
Yes, that is a given, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
Because the cast around LeBron in Cleveland is not elite by any means. It's the LeBron show. I think this year, even though he's not going to win the MVP, this has been one of his best seasons.
He's so great.
Yeah. He's been dominant.
He's so great. I know people want to, he this and he doesn't do that. And like,
he's a freak.
It's just such a different world. Like social media and like interaction with fans and public is so different. People give him crap because, he went to play with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. Like, who cares? I mean, look, I kind of care because I feel like a player should just try to beat everybody and shouldn't be like, I'm going to just go play with my buddies. But at the same time, like, that's exactly what I would do in any profession that I was pursuing.
Who doesn't want to win?
I want to play with my friends and win.
Right. Yeah.
So I want to win and play with my friends. Boom.
Right. Big win.
Double up, man. That's a double double. That's a triple double.
There you have it.
I don't even know what that would be. But anyway.
No, he's a superstar, deserves all the accolades. He's been in, what, 8 in a row finals? So there's something, right?
It's him and Jordan, right? Now, that's it.
Yeah.
There's no one else. It's him and Jordan.
But Jordan fans are, you know, they'll never, ever acquiesce to the fact that LeBron is even close. But LeBron's going to be around for another 5 years, and he's going to be putting up some serious numbers. So 5 years from now, he didn't win, you know, he's 2-3 in championships or 2-4 or whatever.
Oh, he didn't go play minor league baseball.
Right. Yeah, until he does that, he's no good. But he does have his own production company, and he's, he's doing quite well for himself. Yeah. But the NHL too. Do you ever get into any of the NHL?
It's not your thing? I kind of follow the Bruins a little bit when they're when they're playing, and I notice the scores.
But out in your neck of the woods, I think the Ducks. I don't know what the score was of the game last night, but they were the favorite team, and I think they were down 3-0. They lost their first two games at home, which is never a good thing. So I think that.
That's not good for sports or for life in general.
No, not at all. But yeah, the Stanley Cup is always fun to watch. Yeah. Stanley Cup hockey is one of the, to me, the best sport to ever see in person live is hockey by far. And if you're going to go to a game, it's you know, just nonstop action the whole time. Or
like,
you know,
if you're going there to watch the game, guarantee hockey. It's almost like inverse order, like of what I would watch on television. It's almost like it goes like hockey, NBA, football, baseball. If you're going there to watch the game. Mm-hmm. If you're going there for the experience, for me, it's always going to be baseball.
Yeah, I agree.
But in terms of like watching the athletic activity in front of you, it's NHL and then NBA because it's like nonstop.
Right.
Like it's just back and forth and back and forth. And it doesn't really translate well on television. And I'm telling you, if I wasn't so busy, which is so weird for me to say right now, but I've been so busy lately, I really just have enough bandwidth for baseball. And I'm getting like a little bit of hockey and a little bit of the NBA. Mm-hmm. Well, I should probably do more.
You know what the answer, the cure to that is? Fantasy leagues.
Oh, I thought you were going to say unemployment.
Fantasy leagues.
No, but here's the thing. Fantasy leagues end in the regular season.
Right. No, but if you did that, you'd follow it more, right?
No. Fantasy leagues for basketball, no, hockey. Okay. No, like it just... it would still stop because I just don't have the bandwidth right now. Like if I wasn't as busy right now as I was like a month ago, a month ago, I didn't have anything to do.
So you were into it.
So I could have been watching the NBA playoffs.
Got it. But they weren't happening yet.
Happening. It was just like the end of the season stuff, which is
Who
kind
cares?
Of the worst basketball
Absolutely worst.
That exists.
Yeah. Okay. So NFL draft, that's coming up soon, isn't it?
It's next weekend, right?
Hey,
not tomorrow or whatever.
Whatever, next weekend. Right? Yeah. Yeah, good. That's going to be fun. There's a lot of, with the Giants, are they going to draft a quarterback, which seems to be their intention, and what does that mean to Eli Manning? And that's the big drama going on there. But, yeah, okay. So, but it's going to be an interesting draft. Who's going to draft the quarterback?
The thing that really intrigues me about the draft these days is, you know, I'll hear people, when I'm driving around, when I have a car, I'll hear interviews with players, and everyone is so keenly aware of what everyone is saying about them now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh, this guy can't catch and this guy can't run routes
too
well.
Slow.
But all the information is shared with everyone. And so like, wouldn't you be looking yourself up?
Right. Yeah. Oh gosh. I need to up my game a little here.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, it reminds me of when Jeter was, do you remember when Jeter was, he was such a bad defensive shortstop, but then that information started getting out into the public.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually spent the offseason working on agility drills to give him some more lateral movement. It actually improved his defense. And this is like later in his career, mm-hmm. too. So it wasn't like, he didn't need to. The guy was like, you know.
Right. Already five
King Yankee. Yeah. Like, yeah, like just fine. But he was just like, no, he's hearing about it. He's going to do something about it. And it's just it's an interesting thing to think like everyone knowing about all the players, but then the players looking themselves up and saying, oh, they're saying I'm not as fast as I wonder if they cry about it or do a bong rip before they're not allowed to do bong rips anymore.
Right.
Or one of those gas masks, have a friend take a picture of it, post it on social draft media,
day.
Drop your draft status down to, cost yourself millions of dollars.
Yeah. Funny stuff. No, looking forward to the – I usually watch the first round in the background, TV on type of thing because it's always – and with Chris Berman, he was always, to me, it was what made the NFL draft. Back when – not when he – it's the last 3 or 4 years that he was doing it, he was a little bit of a sideshow. But, yeah, it's still good. I'll look forward to it. Speaking of things to look forward to, this whole Trump world – Cohen,
yes.
Sean Hannity connection.
Everything.
It is a three-ring circus.
Yes, it's everything that we hoped it would be, and more.
It's everything we hoped it wouldn't be, and more.
We feared, and we were like, "Don't let this guy run for president because this is what's going to happen. Please don't do this. Please don't let this happen. Look, we'll take Jeb Bush. Please, just not Trump." Oh, Trump, yes? Okay, great.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Why can't we just not have had Hillary Clinton be so terrible?
Yeah, why couldn't have, Trump run against Jeb Bush?
Why couldn't Bernie have gotten on there? I know everyone was colluding against him to get him off the ticket, blah, blah, blah. I would much rather have Bernie Sanders in the White House spouting his socialism nonsense than this craziness. Constant staff overhauls.
It's constant, just nonstop.
And just like so crazy. And like, I don't even know, like they're bombing Syria. And I'm like, I don't even know how I'm supposed to feel about this. Like, it seems like the right thing to do. Like Obama probably should have done something like this, because clearly his like, well, we're not going to stand for you guys using chemical weapons didn't work against Syria. But it just feels like, it feels like instinctively that if Trump is doing it, it must be wrong. Like all his stuff with like him talking crap to China about the trade stuff. And it's like, well, that feels like it's wrong. And then like, well, then China acquiesced on something. It was like, but did they do that because he was running his mouth, or were they going to do that anyway? I don't know what to think of it, John.
No, there's not too many people who are in the playing the markets that are happy with Trump. You know,
yeah.
Because the markets have been on a roller coaster ride every time he opens his mouth about trade. So that's been fun.
And also Stormy Daniels there. Go away.
Yeah.
Go away. Go back to Brazzers. You know? Go back to YouPorn where you belong, Stormy. Go. No one cares, okay? You had sex with a guy who had sex with a lot of other porn stars and hookers and centerfolds. Get over yourself.
Yeah. She's just her, you know, 15 minutes of fame. She's living the dream. Man. I think her attorney is more into the 15 minutes of fame. He's leveraging. He's going to be
his attorney. His attorney is out of control.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. It's a clown show.
I wouldn't be surprised if his attorney interrupted this podcast to make a few comments.
We might get sued over this. What's coming up next?
Find out what happens when the writer of the show forgets to do a new episode on Oops.